Welcome, welcome to another OU Insider and Advisor Sooners YouTube Live, powered by Riverwind Casino. That's Parker Thune, Spencer Force on the board. My name's Brandon Drum. Lots to talk about. We already have Super Chats up. We're going to be talking, answering your Super Chat questions, obviously, on whatever you have. All you have to do is on our YouTube right now. All you have to do is go in there. It doesn't matter what it is, 99 cents, whatever. Pops your questions right up to the top, and we answer those as quickly as possible. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about, obviously, new cornerbacks coach being hired for the Oklahoma Sooners, or reportedly being hired, Lamar Morgan. And I can confirm, by the way.
It's happening.
Yes. Yeah, it's happening. But, yeah, Lamar Morgan, cornerback, former cornerback coach, former passing game coordinator for the Michigan Wolverines, being hired, a really good hire for the Oklahoma Sooners there. We'll talk about the Marco Murray, Kansas City Chiefs. We'll have a little bit more information on that as we get through this live. And we're going to talk recruiting as well. Lots of recruiting going on, lots of buzz, lots of momentum for Oklahoma on the recruiting trail. What does the new hires mean? What does the potential of the Marco Murray going to Kansas City Chiefs mean? All of that right here on this Super Chat. Before we do all that, first, we need to thank our sponsors.
Yes, we do. Riverwind Casino is our presenting sponsor, folks. Riverwind Casino has been the metro area's premier gaming destination for nearly two decades now. Almost 3,000 electronic games, table games, bars, and dining options, plus the best live music in the metro. It's no surprise that Riverwind is always a good time. Thanks also to Jana King, a proud partner of OU Athletics, and the greatest team to ever clean, delivering spotless results and solutions from stadiums to any size business across the country. Check out which of their solutions is best for you or your business by going to janaking.com. A word from Hollow Socks, folks. If you spend time outdoors, you're one of those Oklahomans that enjoys hunting, you work a blue-collar job, whatever the case may be, you've got to get yourself a pair of Hollow Socks. These are alpaca socks, built for the field, performance grade, made from ultra soft baby alpaca fiber for rugged conditions, and designed to keep your feet dry, warm, and comfortable no matter where the day takes you. They're the only socks that will keep your feet warm below freezing and then cool off when it hits 80 degrees because of those alpaca fibers. So whether you're hiking, camping, hunting, fishing, backpacking, or just wearing them around the house, folks, you're going to want to grab yourself a pair of Hollow Socks. Over 2 million pairs sold to date. And for a limited time, Hollow Socks is having a buy two, get two free sale. So head to hollowsocks.com today to check it out. That's hollowsocks.com for up to 50% off your orders. Now, after you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. You can support our show by telling them that we sent you. And finally, hand in hand with Hollow to an extent, a word from Brunt Workwear. Folks, Brunt's founder, Eric Girard, grew up blue collar and started Brunt Workwear after his friends in the trades kept telling him the big brands had stopped listening and hadn't changed in 100 years. Choosing work boots used to mean sacrificing comfort or durability. If they felt good, they didn't last. And if they lasted, they wrecked your feet. Not the case with Brunt and the Marin work boots. No break-in, no sore feet, because people out there doing the real work shouldn't have to choose between comfort and durability. Right now, for a limited time, our listeners get $10 off at Brunt when you use code OUINSIDER at checkout. Just head to bruntworkwear.com, use the code OUINSIDER, and you're good to go. Brunt was tired of the workwear brands out there cutting corners. You work too hard to be stuck in uncomfortable boots that don't hold up. So they built something better, boots that are insanely comfortable and built for any job site. Again, code OUINSIDER will get you $10 off at bruntworkwear.com. After you order, again, they'll ask where you heard about them. Let us know, Parker and Brandon. Let them know, I should say, that Parker and Brandon from OU Insider sent you.
There you go. Let's get to the first Super Chat.
They're already flying. We might as well.
Flying. Yep. Daryl Revels, thank you so much for the Super Chat. Daryl, as always, how does the addition of Lamar impact Xavier Brewer's position with the program? He's an outstanding recruiter. Would hate to lose him. I don't feel like you're going to lose Xavier Brewer right now. And yes, you are correct. It would suck to lose Xavier Brewer. He is an up-and-comer when it comes to just the cornerback coaching position in general. He's obviously had his own room at University of Louisiana Monroe. He's good at it. We get to watch him at the practices when we get access to it. We get to watch him at the camps during those, like when he's working one-on-one, when he's teaching the high school guys, just footwork, when he's teaching them, like when they're doing one-on-ones, that's where he's in. I feel like he's in his bag. He's in his comfort zone. He loves to teach footwork. He loves to teach, like, in these certain situations, you should do this and this. Next time when you get in this situation, let's work on doing this instead of that. Like, all sorts of stuff with footwork, with hips, with eyes, understanding how to play the ball and the man. Like, he is very, very good at it. And as I look, Jay Valai always talks about to the man. He's talking about two steps of the man, all that type of stuff. And that's where Xavier Brewer is at as well. Like, they're very good about communicating what's on their mind to you and illustrating it to you so that you understand it. I'm by no means understand defensive backs very well, but when I watch him and Jay Valai talk, I do, because they dumb it down for you pretty well, for you to understand it. And that's a gift. So you don't want to lose that. Plus his youth, right? His youth within the program, his youth, him understanding the players, because he was a player. He did play, you know, at Clemson, obviously not for Brent Venables, but he's been around BV for long enough that he understands what BV wants. He understands what BV means, what certain tones from Brent Venables means, all that type of stuff. He can be a conduit between Brent Venables and the players, and that's something you don't want to lose. So outside of just recruiting, he's a really good coach. So, yeah, it would suck to lose. And I think, you know, learning under Lamar Morgan would be another kind of feather in Xavier Brewer's cap at the end of the day. Thoughts?
Yeah, no, I mean, not a whole lot I can add there. Xavier Brewer is and has been a valued member of the staff for quite some time. He was one of the OGs, right? Like, he came over with that Clemson crew on the initial staff. So he's been here from the jump. He understands what's going on. He's got a very bright future in the profession, and Oklahoma will be more than happy to have him stick around and continue influencing those cornerbacks that are in the room, especially those younger guys that you know, they're not on the level of like a Cortland Guillory, Eli Bowen, Jeremiah Newcomb just yet. He and Jeremiah Criddell working with the corners are going to be huge assets for Lamar Morgan, certainly. Jaron Hendricks tossed his $5 in the super chat and said, how much would someone have to donate for you to not run sponsor ads for a year? It would have to be six figures.
Yeah, you Jaron, better get up there, brother.
Jaron, my apologies if you can't stomach 3 minutes of ad reads off the very top of the show before we get into an hour of nonstop OU football and recruiting content. But if you wanted to buy out the sponsors, it would take a lot of money.
It would. It is.
You listen to the radio, you get 40 minutes of programming and 20 minutes of ads every hour. You listen to us, you get 3 hours of ads and 57 minutes of programming. So you got it pretty good.
There you go. I guess there's one more.
Yeah, SBC Bates tossed us $2 and asked,
well, there's two.
Does
more.
Kansas City have a DeMarco fund we can donate to? I guess he would like to see DeMarco Murray join the Kansas City Chiefs staff.
Let me reel y'all back on that. This is going to be the first time since 2023 that DeMarco Murray and his running back room will have one of the better offensive lines in the conference, on paper, at least on paper. We'll have experienced running backs coming back at the same time. And not to mention that 27 class, I'm willing to wager that Kildred Benn's going to end up being a four-star before it's all said and done. Just going to throw that out there. I'd be severely shocked if that doesn't happen, to be honest, with where he's trajectorying with offers and who's coming after him and how hard they're coming after him. The Texases of the world, obviously, Florida State. What is the other one that's like really big that's come after him? Is it? Was it West Coast team?
Oregon.
Oregon, I think, maybe in something like that. Yeah. But look, the guy is blowing up. Oh, and by the way, he just got one of the top running backs in the 28 class to commit to him as well. So that running back room is going to be youthful. It's going to be talented. And with the offensive line recruiting on the uptick as well, you feel like when he first showed up, he had Ramondre Stevenson. He developed him into a pretty good running back, right? He had Kennedy Brooks, which we all know wasn't exactly a burner, but he was a really good running back. Gray, was a pretty good running back, I might add. He only ended up with almost 1,400 yards the last year he was at Oklahoma. Not too shabby, not too shabby, I would say. And then, the last 6 or 7 games of a healthy Sawchuk, he had almost 800 yards in 6 games. So, look, who am I to say? Healthy Xavier Robinson has been pretty good. I will say that. So, and I think Torrey Blaylock's on the way up. I think when he's been somewhat healthy, when the game starts to slow down for Torrey Blaylock, I think he's going to be a pretty good running back. So I get it. I get the frustration. But the line has a lot to do with running back success. And so does being healthy. They just haven't been healthy either. That's just been the sucky thing. But I also understand the frustration with the running back room. So I'm not here to take sides or anything. I get both sides of it. I honestly do. But at the end of the day, there's a reason why all these teams come after DeMarco Parker. There's a reason why. There's something that coaches like that all these NFL teams, Cowboys, Raiders, Kansas City Chiefs, I'm sure there's other ones that I'm, Ohio State almost pried him away. Ohio State, they've been known to put out some pretty good running backs too.
That they have.
So I guess maybe they know something. Maybe the fans know something those coaches don't. I don't know. But I do get y'all's frustration with the running game. I do. You would think on paper it should be a lot better this year, Parker. A lot better.
We got a couple of very generous, I should say, $20 super chats from
Jay.
our man Jay at Unfair Sports. By the way, subscribe to Jay's stuff if you don't
Yeah,
already. It's good stuff.
hope so.
He said, well, let's get to this one first. Tell the truth, DeMarco Murray is gone, right? Keep in mind, we've been down this road 2 straight off seasons with DeMarco Murray. That doesn't necessarily mean this isn't the job he takes, because there was a job that Jay Valaya finally took, and it had kind of been the same thing every offseason with Jay Valaya too. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you there's a 0% chance DeMarco Murray's going to wind up taking the Chiefs job, but to say he's gone, there have been times over the past couple off seasons where folks have thought that, whether about the Ohio State job or the Penn State job, DeMarco
Right.
Murray's gone. Right? And then he winds up back at Oklahoma. So I don't know what DeMarco Murray's decision is going to be. One thing I will say is he's given 6 years of his life, 6 football seasons of his life to his alma mater. He has sowed and reaped a lot here. And I think it will be difficult for him to take an NFL job. Not impossible, certainly, but I think it will be a lot more difficult for him to take an NFL job than it would have been if this opportunity had come around a year or two ago. Because when you look at the running back room and how it's shaping up for the future, mention the recruiting job that he's done, and he's proven to be a terrific recruiter, excuse me. But you look at what he has in his room right now at Oklahoma, the talent that he has stockpiled there in Xavier Robinson, Torrey Blaylock, Jonathan Hatton, and DeZephon Walker, who's really opening some eyes as well since he showed up to campus, even though he was less ballyhooed than Hatton when they signed. This is a loaded group that
Yeah.
DeMarco quite understandably wants to be able to coach. And so that's going to be a factor in this decision as well. Is, man, do I want to see this thing through with all these guys that I've recruited to Oklahoma? Do I really want to walk away when I think talent-wise, you're looking at potentially DeMarco Murray's best backfield that he's had at Oklahoma?
I totally agree with what you're saying. I think this one feels a little bit. I'm not saying he's leaving. I just want to make that clear. But This one feels a little bit more real to me from everything I've gathered. Like it feels more real. I always thought Ohio State felt real because it was his wife's from Ohio.
Oh, I mean, like it's
But
real. Like
yeah.
there's no doubt it's
No,
real.
I mean, this one feels a lot like Ohio State. Like I think Oklahoma has some work to do to keep him this time around. Like I feel it just from everything that I've gathered in the last, right before we went, obviously I texted you right before you got on here. I was like, dude, this is more real than I thought. And yeah. Though I think you're right. And I'll say this. I talked to somebody that knows DeMarco fairly well a couple weeks ago. And they echoed a lot of what you said about if jobs, particularly the Ohio State job, that one was close to like he had one foot out the door at that point, and Oklahoma reeled him back in. His kids are they've grown up here. That's something that people need to understand, that DeMarco's a family guy. And so that's going to be really hard. And that's where the difficulty gets, is when you start to make those type of moves, because it doesn't just affect him, it affects everybody. And that's why Ohio State was so real, because it was going to get them closer to his wife's side of the family, which makes sense. I don't know. This one's crazy. And yeah. So let's just say I just got a text, Stephen, that just confirmed it even more, that just said it's definitely real. Just like
Gotcha.
right now. Thanks. So whoever's watching, I'd appreciate it. So but yeah.
Jay's other super chat was top two prospects you guys think Lamar Morgan can land. Well, I mean, I think the immediate litmus test, right, is going to be can you seal the deal with Gabe Osborne? That's going to be priority A1 for Lamar Morgan when he gets to town. Is slam the door shut on the Gabe Osborne recruitment.
Yep, that is 100% going to be. I'll say this, as far as people we've talked to, Parker, you and I both, Gabe Osborne is on a level. Like people view Gabe Osborne as elite around Norman,
He has a
and
particular set of skills.
he has a particular set of skills that Oklahoma likes a lot. He's very different. Everybody wants to like say that was the same thing with Jacoby Johnson. It was, but at the same time, Gabriel Osborne is more physical than what Jacoby was at that point, because Jacoby was a basketball. Now, granted, so is Gabe. Gabe's a basketball player, but Jacoby was a basketball player playing football. Gabe is a football player playing basketball. And he's very, very good at basketball. Very, very, very good. Like P5 good, if he was to focus on that. But that's what they love about him. They love his footwork. They love how physical he is. And they love how raw he is. The fact he's doing the things he's doing, having barely played football, is insane. And that's what everybody loves about him. We talk about it all the time. There's a good chance he moves up into that, like hovering around that 75 to 25 range when it's all said and done, as far as rankings go. Like he has that type of talent. And that's why Oklahoma, you've got to close that one down. Who's another one? Like off the top of your head, like it has to be Juju Johnson, right?
Juju Johnson's up there, certainly. I mean, with Mykal Davis and Mykal McCreary already locked in, anything beyond Gabe Osborne is gravy. Like, you still feel like you got to have Gabe Osborne, no question about it.
Yeah, that's your guy.
Anything beyond that, though, is gravy. If it's Juju, awesome. If it's Darius Johnson, Derek's younger brother, awesome. If it's somebody like Jamari Foreman out of the state of Florida, okay, that's fine too. But get Gabe Osborne, and this corner class is a success, no matter who
Big
else
time.
might wind up in it.
Yep, it's big time. And the
And
thing is with
provided,
Roman,
obviously, you hold on to those other two. That's a prerequisite as well.
and McQuarrie can play safety too. Like he's so multifaceted in how he can play the back end of the defense, that he makes things a lot easier on you just because of how versatile he is. That's just my take on it. Like, I love his versatility. And he's long and rangy. Super long and rangy. We got more, don't we?
We do indeed. Daryl Revel says, Blaylock proved that a freshman can come in and produce. With that in mind, what are the odds that Hatton can win the starting job? Well, win the starting job outright, that's going to be tough. And it's going to be tough because he's going to have to beat out Blaylock and Robinson. And I just don't see that happening. It would be fun if it did, no question, Brandon. But I think what you're betting on with Jonathan Hatton right now, it could be a different story when the pads come on. My expectation for Jonathan Hatton is that he's going to be involved. Like, he's going to be in the rotation as a true freshman. I don't know that he's going to be your principal starter. That distinction probably goes to Blaylock or Robinson because both of those guys have earned it, right? It's not as if you're stepping into a backfield of unproven guys by any stretch of the imagination. Blaylock and Robinson have proven that they are tough and they are versatile and they can carry the load.
Do people remember that Adrian Peterson didn't start over Kewon Jones?
That is true.
Like, it's just really hard for freshmen.
DeMarco didn't start, right? DeMarco redshirted.
DeMarco redshirted and then rotated and wasn't the starter until after Texas. And he became the guy after Texas. And then eventually obviously got hurt against Texas Tech at the end of the season. But yeah, it's one of those deals where it's hard to supplant a solidified running back because of it's more everybody, the fans see the running of the ball. And that's what everybody wants to look at and what you're going to notice because that's the flashy part of it. Coaches want somebody that's going to get them some yards, but that can pass block. That's going to pick up the blitz package. That's going to understand in six-man protection, you have this guy or whatever slide it is and all that type of stuff as far as the offensive line. And that's really diving deep into the technicality and the technician part, the X's and O's part of it. But, yeah, that's the reality of it right there. Like, and while it'll be tough. Now, having said that, do you think he could be the starter post-Texas? I think that's a conversation that could be a little different.
Yes, it certainly could. And it depends on who's healthy and who's not. Because this point, it feels like you can pretty well count on any injury or two befalling the running back room at a certain point, right? Because, I mean, we haven't been able to get away from that for the last three seasons. It's been a constant for Oklahoma. So, yeah, I feel like you can pretty well count on attrition setting in at a certain point. And when it does, Hatton's certainly a guy that is poised to benefit, assuming he is not the one that goes down, that is.
Yeah, for sure. Do we have more here? Let me pull it up here.
We do. A user whose username I cannot pronounce says...
It's EJ... Oh, my gosh,
it's EJ. OMG, EJ.
Yeah. Five,
how do y'all feel about the subs on both sides of the ball going into next year, or is it too early to tell?
We'll get you right back to the video, but first I want to thank one of our sponsors, Refine You Med Spa. Achieving a healthy weight can be challenging to do on your own, but you're not alone. The skilled team at Refine You Med Spa offers treatments that complement weight loss goals and long-term weight loss support, so you achieve a weight that supports good health and self-esteem. You can achieve your ideal look and feel with Refine You state-of-the-art practices that offers a diverse selection of aesthetic treatments, providing services that benefit every body shape and skin type. Whether you got skin tags, sunspots, whether you want to lose weight around your midsection, they offer the P-shot, the O-shot. Whether your girlfriend or fiance or wife loves Botox, lip filler, Daxxify, all that type of stuff, laser treatments as well, skin tightening, skin surface treatments, all of that. They have that for you at Refine You Med Spa. You can do that with like a gift card. I use those all the time for my wife at Refine You Med Spa. It's a great, great gift, whether it's Christmas, Valentine's Day, anniversary, birthday, what have you. Refine You Med Spa has also been the number one rated med spa in Oklahoma City by 405 Magazine for the past six consecutive years. They don't sell procedures. They sell results. So make sure you give the team at Refine You a call at 405-849-5391 or go to refinuokc.com to set up a free consultation.
Honestly, I think, I just did answer that question on a mailbag on OU Insider, particularly on the offensive side of the ball. People ask. I think what Oklahoma did as far as in the portal, they went and got guys that could be really good subs, really good, take a series or two away from an offensive lineman so that they're not taking all the reps and helping out with injuries, like not to make sure they don't get as many injuries. I love Joseph. I love Nita. I love I thought those were really good. Really good pickups for Oklahoma. And then obviously you have Akinkunmi returning. You have Keith Ozaida returning. Like, I feel like you have some pretty good subs, some pretty good rotation guys on the offensive line. And then naturally at wide receiver, Parker, to me, this is going to be the deepest wide receiver unit OU's had in quite some time at Oklahoma, at least on paper. It really does feel that way. And then I guess quarterback would be the – and that's the scary part. Quarterback's like the one position you're like, I don't know. I don't know because there's a lot of uncertainty there as far as like the back. You lose John Mateer, who's it going to be? Like, who's it going to be? I don't know. Could it be Bo Bentley?
Could it be Bo Bentley. I mean, I feel like the safe bet is Whit Neubauer.
Yeah.
The bold bet and the higher reward bet would be Bo Bentley.
Yeah, and then obviously we just talked about running back. I think they're so deep at running back right now. That's going to be a problem. And then the three tight ends they got, the tight ends they have returning. I think Trene Washington gets overlooked a lot in this instance and would not be shocked to see him be a major player in 2026 and beyond. He's such a freak athlete, but he never really played the position. He was always a wide receiver and a cornerback at 6'4", 225 pounds in high school. That's how much of a freak he was. So I think he gets overlooked. I'm interested. Carl Albert guys always pan out for some odd reason. They do. They pan out. They're football players. So we'll see. But overall, I think the tight end rooms is about as good as it's been in a while. So let's talk about Lamar Morgan. I see we're out of
super chats. Let's do it.
Let's talk about Lamar Morgan. He has SEC. Obviously, he's coached at Vanderbilt. And I saw some people on Twitter say, I would like to see more SEC experience underneath his belt. And I'm like, the dude's coached in Louisiana. I believe he coached at Western Carolina or something to that extent? Off the top of my head, I can't remember his complete resume. But he's coached in the South the vast majority of his career.
He has. He coached at Houston. He coached at Louisiana in two separate stints. And I guess the farthest north he's ever been would be Vanderbilt, right?
Yeah.
Before Michigan, that is.
Yeah, and then Michigan. So he's going to have, the fact that he's coached in Louisiana, he's coached at Vanderbilt, he's coached at Michigan. That's going to give him the logo where he could go all over the United States and go through any high school door and get connections. So he's going to come with connections in the South. And he's going to come with connections all over the country because he coached at Michigan for a few seasons. So, and mind you, go look at his recruiting at Michigan. Pretty freaking good, by the way. He was like, you go look at the names he was the recruiter at Michigan. Not too bad, Parker. Not too bad. So, he's a good recruiter. He's known as a pretty good developer of defensive backs. Like the hire. I like the hire a lot. Did fans want a Ray Brown or a TJ Rushing? Yeah, they did. They said it on our board. That's who they wanted. Or they wanted Mike Reed. Like, those were the three they wanted. But you got a dude with some really good experience at one of the top Power Five programs in college football. And that coached a good defense and a good passing defense on top of that. I like the hire, Parker. I like it a lot.
I like it a lot. It's an easy hire to like. I mean, we don't know a ton about Lamar Morgan. We're not as intimately familiar with Lamar Morgan as some of the other candidates that had been mentioned. So, but, you know, it's kind of like you trust Brent Venables to assemble a defensive staff. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like when you go to a restaurant, and I know not everybody does this, but when you go to a restaurant, if I have two dishes that I just can't decide between, you let somebody who works at the restaurant, be it the chef or the waiter, say, you know what, you make that decision for me. You make that choice. I'm going to trust you because you know it better than I do. And Brent Venables has never given the Oklahoma faithful any reason to question his acumen when it comes to assembling a defensive staff. Now, when it comes to assembling a staff as a whole, you can knock him for the Seth Luttrell hire. I understand that. But when it comes to putting together a defensive staff, he has been excellent in that regard since he took the Oklahoma job. And so if Lamar Morgan is the guy that Brent Venables wants, I'm going to place faith in Brent Venables to have made the correct decision in this circumstance. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. And, you know, that's probably the one whiff on Venables' resume to this point when it comes to putting together a defensive staff and maintaining a defensive staff. But we haven't seen that whiff yet. And so Morgan's resume suggests that he will be successful. The fact that Venables himself interviewed and engaged with a number of candidates and decided that Morgan was the guy, that makes me feel even better. Just knowing who it was that was handling the process on the back end, on the Oklahoma end.
Yeah. You know, something else that we overlooked a little bit.
What's that?
Yeah, we didn't overlook it. We didn't bring it up, but we also need to give props to new director of recruiting, Molly Jacoby.
Yes.
On her hire from Florida State. Not bad. So this has been a day of movement, whether front office or on-field coaches. But you can tell the direction of a program when they start going after what they've gone after, as far as whether on-field, recruiting, what have you. Things feel different, Parker. They feel a lot different. When you can pull in Molly Jacoby, who was running things at Florida State, and bring her to Oklahoma, that's a win.
Huge.
That's a big win. It's a huge win for Oklahoma. And then obviously Lamar Morgan. If you can keep DeMarco Murray, I think that kind of rubber stamps everything, as you're back to being Oklahoma in a lot of people's eyes at that point. Just from a aspect of, it's not a place you leave, it's a place you go to. And it just feels different. It feels very, very different. I thought the process of the defensive back coaching, we said it on OU Insider. We said Monday and Tuesday was going to start seeing it heat up when everybody got back from vacation. And sure enough, I didn't expect it to happen on a Wednesday, the hire. I did not. I thought it was going to be like Friday or something of this week. But man, it heated up fast and real fast. But that shows you how much everybody – I was told BV had the pick of the litter as well. Basically, anybody they wanted, they could have gotten, because that's how much demand and how well that room was stacked up by Jay Valai. So props. I believe we have another super chat. It kind of got – it was put out there weird. We got a couple. David Curtis, 6162. He put a super chat in, but then he didn't put the question in the super chat. He put it underneath there. He asked, why didn't OU pursue Caden Durham in the portal? You can take that one, Parker. I'll leave that to you.
He wasn't in the portal very long. Like, he went back to LSU. And so, I mean, The reason they didn't pursue him is because there wasn't a reason to pursue him. You would have had to push somebody else out.
Yeah.
Are you pushing Xavier Robinson out, or are you pushing Torrey Blaylock out for Caden Durham? Because it's not as easy as saying Andy Bass hit the road. We're bringing in Caden Durham. That's not how it works. You bring in somebody that projects to be a major cog in the rotation next season is going to elect to walk because they're immediately going to get the sense, going to immediately take the cue and realize, oh, that's going to cut into my share of the workload. Like, does Lloyd Avant, another great example, like, does Lloyd Avant just say, I'm out? Well, no, it's far more likely that somebody who's actually going to be near the top or at the top of the running back rotation in 2026 is the one that chooses to depart. So it's not as simple as, hey, Lloyd Avant, you're out. Caden Durham, you're in.
So Marco Murray's gone.
Yeah, it's easy. What?
Yep. DeMarco Murray's gone. Yep.
So that's
Chiefs
official.
Are hiring former NFL running back and current. This is per Jordan Schultz, by the way, from the Schultz report. The Chiefs are hiring former NFL running back and current Oklahoma running back coach DeMarco Murray as their running backs coach on Andy Reid's staff. Murray has been coaching on the collegiate level since 2019. Now makes the jump to the NFL. So now Oklahoma has to go find a running back coach.
Man. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's that. Who do you like?
I don't know. I haven't had time to process this. Just haven't had time to process. Tershard Choice. Bring him home. Go get Tershard Choice. Is he at Texas still? I don't think he is.
No, he's working in the NFL with the Detroit Lions.
Okay.
He took the Lions job last year. That's where he's at.
Yeah, you probably ain't getting him back.
Here's one.
I don't know. I say that.
Here's one. I wonder how people will feel about this. What about Deshaun Foster?
That name was thrown out. It was thrown out on our board.
Was it really?
There's some pretty good names out there that were thrown out. McCullough was another one that was thrown out there. I think that one would have been interesting if Jay Valai was still on staff because they were boys. I don't know. I mean, but he's with the Raiders now, if I remember correctly, or was with the Raiders. Dang, man. I don't know. That sucks. Yeah, take everything. Like what I just said back, if they could keep him, I guess if the Chiefs come calling and Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid want you to coach their running backs, you do it. If you can try to go win a Super Bowl, I guess you go do it. That's unfortunate.
Shoot, man.
Super unfortunate. Yeah, like I said, it was real. Everybody I talked to was real. It was up to the family. That's what I was saying. Like, I was told it was up to the family. I guess they okayed it, man. Hey, more props. Congratulations to DeMarco. That's a good jump.
And you know what? Again, like that's a guy that has had the opportunity many times over the years to take other collegiate jobs, be it Ohio State or Penn State or USC or whatever. And he has remained faithful to his alma mater and gave six seasons of his career to Oklahoma. Tip your cap to the man. Wish him the best at the next level.
Yeah. Here, I'll show you the names that were thrown out. Maybe you guys can. Tommy Robinson, Tershard Choice, Curtis Looper. Ooh, Curtis Looper. That one.
History in the state of Oklahoma.
I like Curtis Looper. I like that one. Lee Marks, Mark Atua, and then
Atuaya.
Atuaya, excuse me. Mark Atuaya, and then DeLon McCullough. I mean, yeah, and obviously Deshaun Foster was one that was brought up as well. That was the very first name. Deshaun Foster would be a really good hire. A really good hire. He can recruit. He can coach. And he's got head coaching experience. Not great head coaching experience, but head coaching experience.
Yeah, you're not hiring him to be a head coach.
No. I mean, man. Yeah.
Crazy times.
Yep, he is. He in fact is gone. If Jordan Schultz is correct, I can't imagine Jordan Schultz being wrong though.
No, that's a very highly credible national reporter. He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah. Good get by him. Dang, man, this is just crazy. So, yeah, do it. This kind of put a damper on the line, didn't it, man? That gum. What was your first reaction outside of just being shocked? Like your first thought, what was it when I read that?
Hope the recruits hold.
Yeah.
My first thought is, okay, now what happens with Jackson Stokes? What happens with Keldred Benn? What happens with Micah Rhodes? It's going to be interesting.
They gone.
Big Bogue in the super chat tosses 20 bucks and said, the haters got what they wanted. Y'all don't understand the impact DeMarco has as a recruiter. Not just running backs either. Big loss. Best of luck.
I think he might know a thing or two about DeMarco as a recruiter.
I think he would.
Saying his kid is on the team. So, yeah. Oh, man. Wow.
Such is life.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's a lot of the chat is flowing right now. So, all right. I can't imagine, like, it's going to be really hard to hold on to Micah Rhodes. This is a big blow. Like this, I think people, this is huge. This is huge.
Yeah.
And I don't want to overstate, I'm trying not to overstate, but I don't think I am.
If I had to guess, I think Keldred Benn will stick it out with Oklahoma. He's a very loyal dude. And Oklahoma found him before anybody. I think that kid winds up signing with Oklahoma. It's a little bit harder to call it right now with Jackson Stokes because he's from the West Coast. No doubt DeMarco isn't the only relationship that he has at Oklahoma, but man, he's committed to Oklahoma in no small part because of DeMarco. And the same goes for Micah Rhodes, man. That's going to be everybody's immediate focus is what comes of those two recruitments in particular. Mm-hmm. Again, when you listen to those guys articulate the reasons they chose Oklahoma in the first place, a big part of Stokes' decision was the DeMarco Murray factor, and a big part of Rhodes' decision was the DeMarco Murray factor. Keldred Benn, not as much, but those two, absolutely.
Yeah. I don't get the hating on him. Like I just, why would the Kansas City Chiefs want him if he was such a bad coach? Andy Reid kind of knows a little bit about coaching.
A little bit.
DeMarco, from everything I've ever been told, was one of the guys when it came time to closing down on recruiting and trying to close somebody. He was one of the guys they threw in there to close the deal because he was really good with the parents and really good with the kids. And his name swung. Like, particularly, it probably won't the way that it does now after the 2029 class, but up until that point, like, he was going to be able to recruit big names just being DeMarco Murray. And essentially because their parents were big DeMarco Murray people when they were growing up. So, yeah, this is – I think this is more of a blow. I think Oklahoma is going to need to – they're going to need to find something pretty equal name-wise. And honestly, I think you go through the – I think you back a Brinks truck up to Tashard Choice or Deshaun Foster. If you can get DeLon McCullough, I think that's great. But I think those should be your top.
I think Deshaun Foster ought to be the guy. I mean, good running backs coach.
Yeah.
He had that reputation before. Unfortunately, he's going to be known, and like the thing that's going to follow him is A, the atrocious head coaching tenure at UCLA, and B, the really awkward opening statement at Big Ten Media Days the first year he was a head coach there.
Yeah.
But as a running backs coach, he's always been really solid.
Yeah. Deshaun Foster. I say him and Shard Choice should be your top two. I don't think that's even a question. Isn't it crazy, though? Like, we came on here to talk about Lamar Morgan and recruiting. That's we're in the middle of it.
How the turntables.
Yeah, this is like, it just like, we went from being a really good hire, and it still is a good hire, and that being like the big story to one of the greatest running backs in Oklahoma history, one of the longer tenured running back coaches in quite some time outside of Kel Gundy, leaves. Yeah, I mean, DeMarco Murray spent 11 of the last 25 years at Oklahoma. If you go back to his career in college and coaching. And he's gone.
He's spent over half his adult life here.
Yeah. He loves the university. And from a person, like, I got to know him fairly well. And, like, yeah, that's that one stinks. So I just got another message. Deshaun Foster. That's what everybody says, Deshaun Foster.
Well,
everybody wants. Yeah. Well, hey, you know what would be great? Hilarious, but great. Maybe you can convince Kel Gundy to come back. No, that's not happening. I'm just saying. Zero chance. Anybody that knows Kel, he is loving life right now. So, yeah.
Kind of crazy, isn't it? That yeah. DeMarco was so instrumental in helping get Jason Witten to Oklahoma. And now a month after Witten is in, DeMarco is out. Crazy.
That I didn't even think about that. That's a very different. How about this? You just got Lamar Morgan. What about another Michigan guy? That's one of the better running back coaches in all of college football.
You thinking Mike Hart?
I was thinking Tony Alford.
Oh.
He's at Michigan now, isn't he? Wasn't he at Michigan? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he is at Michigan now.
Why not Tony Alford? That would be huge.
That'd be a tough hire to make, especially after the Lamar Morgan thing. Losing two position coaches to the same employer, probably not something that Michigan is going to be inclined to do. They would fight that.
But Morgan wasn't at Michigan. They didn't retain him. Remember, the new staff came in. They'd brought over the BYU guy because that was their buddies from Utah. So And I heard there was some.
I mean, it's as simple as this for me. Deshaun Foster needs a job. Oklahoma needs a running backs coach.
Yeah.
The two are more than qualified for each other.
Totally agree. Totally agree. Why not? I wonder if there's any, like, Stacy Ford. There is a connection to the staff. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. No, that tracks. That tracks.
We shall see.
Well, yeah. Is there any more super chats?
There are none.
All right. Well, we probably have some.
We got work to do tonight.
Yeah, work to do. So, need to get. Have you texted Jesse yet to get that up by chance? Okay, appreciate it. Yeah. See, this is us. This is our conversations. By the way, you just got a conversation that we have off the right there. But yeah. We got work to do. We got some digging to do. So, if you want to go over to OUinsider.com, we will have some information for you guys over there. $1 gets you through the door right now. It's a good time to sign up. A lot of fun is about to start happening because camps, 7-on-7, spring ball. What else is about to take off? Unofficial visit school. Maybe the biggest junior day Oklahoma's ever had on March 7th is about to take off as well. So, there is a lot going on. It kind of lulled there for about a week or two, but it's about to ramp back up over the next 2 or 3 weeks, and it's going to get fun. So, it looks like, did we just get a super chat that I missed? I just got a text message. We did.
Adrian Peterson.
David Curtis said Adrian Peterson. There you go. Yeah, well, I don't know about that one, but yeah, that'd be.
The answer is no.
Yeah. There you go, Parker. Yeah, look, go over to OUinsider.com. You just type it in your URL code. Click that Join Now button, and it'll help you sign up. Right now, $1 gets you through the door. Join the thousands and thousands of OU fans already on there. Or you can stay right here with us for free. Right here, you can click the Subscribe button to this YouTube channel or whatever podcasting platform you're listening to us on, as this is being recorded as well. We'll be out later for everybody to watch or listen to. Make sure you hype. Make sure you like and subscribe. But that's going to do it for this version of the OU Insider Under the Visor YouTube Live, powered by Riverwind Casino. For Parker Thune, for Spencer Forsythe on the board, my name is Brandon Drum. You guys have a blessed day.